Toronto, TD Bank Group reported a rise in fourth-quarter profits after selling part of its Charles Schwab Corp. holdings, while its adjusted earnings dropped as it continued to grapple with the fallout from its anti-money laundering deficiencies. The bank reported a profit of $3.64 billion, up from $2.87 billion in the same quarter last year, boosted by a $1.02 billion gain from the Schwab share sales. Adjusted earnings were down 8% to $3.2 billion in what Chief Executive Bharat Masrani called a challenging quarter. A key development this quarter was the resolution of our USAML matters, bringing important clarity to our stakeholders, stated Masrani, who announced in the quarter that he would be retiring next April. The bank said it will be challenging for it to generate earnings growth in the year ahead as it navigates a transition year, including all it needs to do to get its anti-money laundering systems up to standards. As a result, it suspended its medium-term financial targets, including earnings per share growth, return on equity and positive operating leverage, and planned to provide updated targets in the second half of 2025. Our AML remediation is our top priority, and we remain focused on strengthening our risk and controls to meet our obligations, said Chief Operating Officer Raymond Chun, who is set to replace Masrani as CEO. I'm confident that in the year ahead, we will refresh our strategy, drive change, and enhance efficient execution to deliver for our shareholders and all stakeholders. The bank's fourth quarter profit amounted to $1.97 per diluted share for the quarter ended October 31, up from $1.48 per diluted share a year earlier. TD said it sold 40.5 million Schwab shares in August when it also announced it would take a provision related to U.S. investigations into its anti-money laundering program. The bank agreed in October to pay fines totaling more than $4.23 billion after pleading guilty to multiple charges related to its failings. On an adjusted basis, TD says it earned $1.72 per diluted share in its latest quarter, down from an adjusted profit of $1.82 per diluted share a year earlier. Analysts on average had expected an adjusted profit of $1.82 per share, according to data provided by LSEG Data and Analytics. Revenue for the quarter totaled $15.51 billion, up from $13.18 billion in the same quarter last year, while TD's provision for credit losses for the quarter totaled $1.11 billion, up from $878 million in its fourth quarter last year. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 5, 2024. Companies in this story: TSX, TD, Ian Bickies, The Canadian Press.